Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him, he's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning. Hey, this is Baba Jahi, and hey, thank you so much, Isaiah, as you do each and every morning. Introducing this show to our listening audience. Oh, wow, you're such a wonderful grandson, and I just love you so much. Hey, people, today's topic is called, hey, how to win in business. Yes, a very, very important topic as we deal with being in business for ourselves and how to win in business. Well, we're going to go through a few things this morning. It's going to be a short program this morning. It's not going to be the whole 30 minutes, probably about 15. You know, to just get your appetite wet, get you excited, and the main thing is, you know, developing the means so that you can follow up and get some support, some help that can help perpetuate and push your business to that next level. Hey, this morning I'm sitting out here live at Martin Luther King Park in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, and just sitting out watching the sun set, not set, but rise over the trees, and, you know, the people out exercising, jogging, and thinking about Dr. King's message, you know, trying to pull people together to make this world a better place, this nation a better place, and our communities a better place. As a business owner, you know, that's what this is about. It's about leadership. Leadership and how you, as a business owner, step up to become a leader in your community. So, you know, what that means is that, first of all, one of the ways to win in business is you got to have a grand vision. You know, and so that's why I started off with talking about Dr. King and, you know, me being out here in MLK Park this morning and broadcasting from here. You got to have a grand vision. You got to have a big vision. If your vision is weak, then your business is going to be weak. You know the saying from the Bible. It says, you know, hey, there's no vision, the people perish, you know. Well, as a business owner, you don't have no vision, you perish. Your business just comes to a screeching halt. You have to have a big vision for your business. And that vision starts with, you know, where do you see yourself at? Why are you doing what you're doing? Where do you want to get to? And why do you want to get there? And the other side is this. How many people are you going to help? See, when we say having a big vision in business, it still all boils down to helping people. Remember, I did a show not too long ago, I talked about the fact that as a business owner, you got to see yourself as a problem solver. You really want to help people solve people's problems. Now, you can't solve all of the problems of the world, but as a business owner, you got to pick out how does your business help solve problems and what problems can your business help solve. Identify those problems, identify people with those problems, and then that's your task and your mission. And if you stay focused on that, ooh, believe me, you will have more business than you can handle. More business than you can handle. That's the key to this, is having a big vision, knowing how to address a specific set of problems, because again, you're not going to be able to solve all of the problems of the world, but your business should be about being able to address a problem or two, maybe three. Don't try to be the cure-all for everything, okay? That don't work, okay? Believe me, I've been there. What I mean by that is that sometimes we can be so broad that we got so much we want to do, so much that we want to accomplish, so many people that we want to help, that we're so broad that we don't get anything done because we never can get it off the ground. So, yes, you do need to have a big vision, but then you got to focus it in, you know, what we call tunnel vision, focus it in, and then people say your niche market, your specific group, your people that this is who my clientele is, this is what my market is, this is what I focus on, this is who I work with. Yes, you have to be able to do that. You got to be able to define, as they tell you, you put together your business plan, you got to be able to define your market, knowing who it is that you serve and how you're going to serve them. So that's one step in terms of winning in business, knowing your market, your marketplace, how you're going to address your market, your marketplace, how you're going to reach them, your methods, your techniques for reaching that specific group. And the next step I'm going to talk about is what we call attitude, your attitude. Attitude is everything. The attitude we hear is friend a lot of times. People say, your attitude determines your altitude. Your attitude determines how high you can go. All of that's true. Your attitude is so, so important. So, so important. Your attitude. How do you wake up in the morning? What is it that gets you going? What gets your juices flowing? What makes you focus? Your attitude. Every day, and this is, you know, something, you know, some of my mentors have shared with me all the time. Every day above ground is a good day. Do you complain or are you happy? Are you excited or are you sad? And I know we have things, as Les Brown talks about, say when life hits you on the blind side and just knocks everything out of you and knocks you down. He says, you know, you get knocked down, make sure you land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. See, we're going to have those things that happen in our life. I call it life. I tell people all the time when people tell me about, well, you know, I wasn't able to get this done today, Baba Jahi, you know, I wanted to do such and such, you know, say, hey, life happens. Okay, that happened. Now, how are you going to deal with it? How do you respond? It's not that it didn't happen. It's how you deal with it. See, that all deals with your attitude. The first step in your attitude is that every morning when you wake up, you have to have an attitude of gratitude. Like I tell you this morning, hey, I'm broadcasting live from MLK Park, Martin Luther King Jr. Park here in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. And I'm looking at the sun. It's just you know, the sun is, I guess they say, rising, or however the sun is beaming on us this morning, and people are out walking, exercising, and, you know, doing their thing, and just looking and just saying, hey, thankful. I'm so thankful for another day. The attitude of gratitude. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for granting me another day to see another day on this precious earth and enjoy another day in the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. So that has a lot to do with our attitude. And so you have to have an attitude of gratitude. See, don't get caught into the muck and mire just living to be living. What I mean by living to be living, just waking up, going through routines and motions and don't even know why you exist. I exist more than to pay the bills. I know I got to deal with them. And I'm working every day more and more in my business to get to the point that I don't have any bills. See, that's a goal that I have set for me in terms of my business, for me and my wife, is to get to a point in life where we don't have any bills. See, because business ain't for me, it's not about, you know, being able to make the money to pay the bills. You know, I got my business because I can be able to make the money to pay the bills. Now, I want to get to the point I don't have no bills. I want, you know, see, then I can get to another level of existence on this earth where I can just be what I want to be able to be, and that is the giver. Just being able to give, where I don't have to worry about when I give, did they give too much because I got that bill to pay. I didn't mean to give that out. Yeah, well, I'm going to do that, but I got that bill to pay. Again, we're talking about winning in business this morning. And, you know, again, if you want to get some of the free e-books that we have that helps with shaping this philosophy, this outlook about being able to win in business, all you got to do is send us a text at 252-406-0774. That's 252-406-0774. Or give us a call. That same number, 252-406-0774. We're talking about winning in business this morning. So, you know, as we dealt with that issue in terms of attitude, you know, your attitude of gratitude, moving forward to make things happen. And, you know, the next step, and I could go through a lot, but I'm going to wrap up with this one. Like I told you, this is going to be a short program this morning because I just want to hit it. It's, hey, James Brown, one of my favorite artists, used to say, hit it, quit it, and be done with it. You know, with James Brown, if you go back and listen to some James Brown music, you know, I mean, he had a full orchestra that he took with him when he performed. You know, great artist, you know, I mean, and not only that, a great entrepreneur, too. I mean, and I know I'm digressing here a second if I get into my next point, and I'm come back to that point, which is action steps. And James had some action steps. It, James Brown, a lot of people don't know, he had his own food stamps. He cared that much about the community. I don't know how he worked it out with the government, how he did what he did, but he was able to create James Brown food stamps, where he was able to go in and help underprivileged communities. Because the other side, he was more than an entertainer. But Martin Luther King, as I'm sitting here in MLK Park, Martin Luther King was assassinated, and James Brown had a concert to do, and people was about to riot. And the police was called in and everything else. James Brown, he cooled the crowd down. You know, he got people to get back on point and focus. They're burning stuff down and all of that. That wasn't going to change nothing. We need to focus. You know, he had a way of reaching people. But he also cared about people. So it made him, you know, the power force that he was. Great man. So that leads me to the next step and the last point I want to cover this morning. Action steps. Your attitude can be great. Your vision can be great. You got to have some action steps. Because I'm watching the people out here today. As they, you know, some walking fast, some jogging, some walking slow. But the action step is that they know they need to do some exercise. And so they're out here and they're doing some exercise. What are the action steps you need to take in your business to make your business profitable? Only you know the answer to that. But whatever the action steps are, you need to take them. You need to make it happen. You need to manifest them. You need to step up. You need to do what you need to do to take and push your business to the next level. Without any action steps, our businesses will not move nowhere. At some point, you got to take action. And sometimes we take action and we don't, you know, it doesn't work the way we want or the way we thought or the way we planned. But the only way you're going to find out is you got to take action, and then from there you can say, okay, well, that didn't work. Let me go back to the drawing board. Let me come up with another way. Let me come up with a different technique. But you have to take action. So we talked about three things this morning. Because I get ready to wrap up, close out, and bring this particular program to an end as I'm sitting here enjoying my morning in Martin Luther King Park in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina. Vision, attitude, and action steps. Check your vision. Check your vision. Make sure that you got your vision together on what it is and how you want your business to go, the vision, the picture. That picture, so, so important. Your attitude, now that you see the picture, your thinking cap, your attitude, what is it you're gonna do to make the vision work in terms of mentally? And then the last is your action steps. And seeing that falls into the thing as I teach my entrepreneur classes, and I say everything is built three times. Everything is built three times. What do you mean, Baba Jahi, everything is built three times? Everything is built three times. First, it's built in your mind. You got to see it internally. It's built in your mind. You got to see it internally. Next, you got to put it down on paper. Just like a building, something that someone wants to build. They see the building in their mind. They put the blueprint on paper, and then they get the construction people to bring it into physical existence. Same with your business, your vision. You got to see it in your mind, your attitude. You got to take and put it on paper, make it, you know, where you can design it, how it's supposed to look. And then third, your action steps. You got to bring it into material existence. And if you do that, you will win in business every day, all the time. Hey, this has been Baba Jahi here this morning with you on Home Based Business 101. And, you know, I really enjoyed being able to share these airways with you and, you know, just dropping some nuggets and some seeds of information that can help you be successful in life. And I just want to thank all of the love and support that I get from people through the emails, the texts, and people just saying, hey, you know, I really appreciate the information that you share here on Home Based Business 101. And again, as I said this morning, I'm broadcasting live from Martin Luther King Park because I do see myself as a person of being able to give back, a person of being able to provide service and to share information. They can make this world a better place. And that's why I do what I do. Thank you. God bless you. And, hey, make sure that you give us a text at 252-406-0774 or give us a call at 252-406-0774. I'd love to hear from you. Love to be able to dialogue and communicate with you. I had one listener who called me last week. We talked for about 40 minutes about, you know, different things they've been getting out of the shows, how much they enjoy, you know, coming to this platform to hear the messages that we share. And again, I want to thank the 39,780 listeners who have listened to a show here on Home Based Business 101. Truly, you make me feel so good and so great because I can look into the back office of Blog Talk Radio and see zero listeners. But to see that many people that have listened into a program here, tuned in, then, you know, you just reaffirm that we must be sharing something that means something to somebody. And we want to thank you for taking the time out to listen to this message. God bless you. Have a great day. And just remember, we're all here to serve the same as I told you this morning. Sitting here in Martin Luther King Park in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. And what great person or better person to emulate than a person that truly served to make this world a better place. God bless you. Take care. Hey, and catch you again on the next Home Based Business 101 show here on Blog Talk Radio. Peace. Baba Jahi.